Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AB was like a spy this weekend, basically lying to her best friend, but probably for good cause. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Anyone who has ever been engaged or you were helping your best friend get engaged and you had to create this whole fake story up, 314-531-9898. There is always a fake story of where you were supposed to be when you got engaged or where you told your bestie, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what's going on. But secretly, you are just helping them have the happiest day of their life.
Mm-hmm.
AB's best friend got engaged this past weekend. And secretly, remember, AB had that video went viral. That like 11, 12 million people watched
So a video went viral. It has 15 million views now of me telling my best friend Elizabeth that I signed a lease for an apartment down the hall from her. And one thing I didn't say in that video, because I knew then that her boyfriend had bought a ring.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason that I was like, it's now or never that I get to basically live with her again.
Because
she was going to get engaged and married and move out and stuff. And so that was part of the reason I actually got this apartment.
And so she had people come and stay with her just down the hall from her best friend.
Yeah.
And her best friend didn't even know. She was sneaking in and out of her best friend's apartment, planning this whole thing, and her best friend didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the story behind it all? How did this engagement go down, AB?
So Elizabeth thought that she was just going to this like work dinner with her boyfriend at the St. Louis Club, which is like they go there a lot. And so she got ready at her boyfriend's apartment, which thank God, because that morning I had to go to the airport and pick up one of her friends from college who had flown in for like the engagement party after the whole proposal stuff. So I had one friend flying in that I had to pick up from the airport. I had another friend driving in from Kansas from college. So I had two people staying with me. And when
all right under her nose,
literally down the hall from Elizabeth. And thank God she left her apartment open and her roommate left the apartment open for me. And so I got to go in and like pick out all of the white dresses she had too, just in case she wanted to change because I didn't know what she was going to wear.
So after she got proposed to, totally shocked, all of her friends and family are there. You had an outfit change ready for her to go?
Yes.
Wow.
So the proposal happened and then she walked out of the building and me and a couple other people were in a party bus waiting for her.
Really?
And she didn't know we were in there. So we had the dresses in the bus in case she wanted to change like on the way to the party.
Oh, that's so smart.
And she had no idea the proposal was happening. There was a photographer that just acted like she was taking pictures of like the actual place and just like everybody there. And then they went into a private room with champagne and roses. She still didn't know that she was getting proposed to. She was like, oh, it's so cute in here. And then the scrapbook that she had made for her boyfriend for their 5-year anniversary was sitting on the table. And she just goes, oh, that's weird. Oh my gosh. Like, what?
When you're in shock, anything can.
Yeah.
Right.
So he proposed up there. They took a couple pictures. She came down to the bus, was so surprised to see us in there. She was literally hyperventilating. Like, she had not a clue this was happening. And something else is, like, she's like Hannah, where she tracks everybody every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has probably like 20 people she's tracking.
Really?
And so for the past 3 weeks, I've individually been texting people that she tracks saying, hey, turn your location off now so we don't all do it at once. So she's been thinking Find My Friends is just broken.
Really? So you guys have been creating this story.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And this setup for weeks upon weeks.
Yeah. So she like hopped in the bus with us. She changed into this white dress that she had that still had the tag on it. Like, she had not even worn this yet. She was so excited.
So perfect.
And then she showed up to the engagement party, and her two friends that have had like flown slash driven into town were there. She was like, she was literally hyperventilating.
You did a much better job than I did when I created a fake story so I can propose to my wife. I'll tell you that story in 3 minutes. But anyone else out there have a story where they completely fooled one of their friends so they can get engaged? 314-531-9898. If you need someone on the Brent Mega Show to be a spy, we're looking at you, AB.
Mm-hmm.
AB had run this crazy story for the last couple of weeks, misleading, lying to her best friend, planning this engagement, and helping the man of her dreams propose, including having people fly in, stay with her. And this was all happening when her best friend lives down the hall from her, didn't even know, sneaking in and out of the apartment. But that's what happens. When you propose, you have to come up with this crazy story to surprise the proposal. Alex, you just recently proposed. What was your story that you came up with?
Yeah, our story was, which it sounds crazy, but with these two, with this couple, it's not that crazy. But we told Annie we were going to a jazz quartet.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Concert and
that's funny.
We're gonna go to a jazz quartet concert. You better get dressed up, and then boom, proposal happens.
Yeah. So, and then my friends got a Sprinter van, so they picked us up, and they were just like playing, like they were taking us out for the night, and that was how I was able to get her to dress up nicer, because it was, hey, we're going to this like more formal cocktail type event, so we need you to, you know, put this dress on.
When I proposed to my wife, we're high school sweethearts, so I did it at our old high school, and I did it down the hallway, you know, then we'd be like giving each other little eyes.
Very sweet.
And we like walked down memory lane. I put all these pictures up and lights and candles and roses and things like that. And so to tell her why we were going to our old high school, like, why would you go to your old high school? I said, my brother's teaching a tennis lesson there, and we need to walk into this old hallway. And she's like, what? This makes zero sense. I was like, and I just literally was like, shut up, this is where he's teaching the tennis lesson.
Wow.
It was terrible.
That's the best you could get?
Yeah. That was the best I had. It was a terrible, terrible story. Steve, you did it to trick your wife. You had to come up with a story. You probably did a better job than me. What was your story? Steve?
Oh, sorry. Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. What was the story, Steve?
So we, my wife and I, or girlfriend at the time, we took a three-week road trip across the country.
Whoa.
In Los Angeles, we were camping and visiting all kinds of places. And before the trip, like, the whole idea was for me to obviously propose. And she always joked around that, don't give me a ring, like, give me a bubblegum ring machine. So I actually bought a bubblegum ring machine and I mailed it out to her brother in California.
Whoa.
And so by the time we got out there, you know, one night they set it up on the pier. And so we're walking on the pier and I said, hey, let's put a quarter in this machine. And we put a quarter in, twist it, you know, a really nice ring pops out, and she's like, wow, that's really nice. And then she it kind of hit her like, whoa, this is happening. And, you know, down on one knee on the pier at sunset, it was perfect.
There was a bubblegum machine sitting at the end of the pier, and she didn't see it coming?
Wow.
Damn, so, bro.
They put it in there, like, there's other, like, quarter machines on the pier and everything. So it looks like
you really did go
risky.
Over.
Man, oh, man.
You're hoping some risky. Hobo doesn't go up and twist it before you get there.
my brother-in-law was protecting it.
Okay, good.
That's pretty funny. Somebody's like, wow, I just got this cool diamond
ring. Look at that. I need to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, best quarter ever. Thank you so much for the call and making me look bad about my high school engagement, Steve. Emily, what happened to throw off the scent of the engagement, the proposal?
Yeah, so I actually was using my boyfriend's iPad at the time, and I didn't know that he got text messages to his iPad, so I saw when he was going to propose, where he was going to propose.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I texted my sister freaking out because I was like, how do I unforget this? Like, I don't want to know. And so she's like, don't worry, I'll handle it. And so that's the last I heard of it. And so next thing I know, my boyfriend is like, hey, we're going to go meet up with your sister and her boyfriend at the time for a double date. And I was like, okay, that sounds great, whatever. So, and then that ended up being where he proposed. So I did not have the outfit that I had planned. Everything was completely thrown off. And I mean, it worked. I was surprised.
You had a secret. You had a double agent. Your sister ended up being a double agent. Once you told her about it, she's like, "We got to change the plan." So she worked it on you.
That's literally going to be me. I'm going to be going through the iPad and find that.
Yes.
You need a double agent like Emily over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it was perfect. You loved it.
I did. Yeah, it was very sweet. It was perfect.
Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you so much for the call. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.